On the subject of direct investment, the short technical answer is yes, it is possible. But the longer technical answer is that there are regulations that apply, so each case has to be considered on its own merits. The company has refrained from making a formal offering because it would interfere with discussions that we're having with prospective refinancing partners. You can't have an on-again, off-again approach to formal offerings. And because the discussions with people that we would consider to be potential friendly financing prospects are ongoing and the situation is fluid, one can't just confuse all these things in the mix. It boils down to the simple fact that if a person is serious about direct investment, they should contact the company and state the amount that they have in mind so that we can determine what regulations apply and how an arrangement can be attractive for the participant and also responsible to the interests of current shareholders. Now, as to the status of friendly financing, it is sometimes assumed that this has to be one massive amount. There's no need for a singular massive infusion because cooperation between suppliers and customers and existing lenders, it has been helpful in bridging the working capital gap, and those arrangements, I guess you would call incremental. So we have to also remember that if in the spring there's activation going ahead for several hundred stores with a home improvement retailer, then the initial order by itself for that, namely what would go into the stores for the shelf and possibly for associated merchandising units that could be on the floor in stands of some sort or some kind of displays, if that all comes together, then that would represent a significant addition to our historic order flow, and that translates, of course, into cash flow. Now, speaking of order flow, there has been a definite increase in the pace of operations in the office. Since May the 15th, for example, the total value of orders and back orders is actually more than $440,000. And if that pace could be kept up for all 365 ensuing days, that would be over $750,000 by spring, just based on existing relationships. But to see the full benefit of that, however, we have to reduce the backorder situation because that figure includes backorders. And backorders are not reflected as sales in the financial statements. So it might look on the face of it as if sales are either stagnant or declining in certain periods, whereas if one actually takes the back orders into account, namely the uncompleted manufacturing or deliveries, then that actually does affect the picture quite a bit. So this brings us back to original investment, that question. In my opinion, the single most important improvement in our financial arrangements would be to have a very large build of predictive inventory so that we can provide instant deliveries. Now, of course, the natural question arises, well, how on earth do we intend to carry out work with, you know, major national U.S. retailers? We have to understand that there is an interrelationship as well between the appeal of our firm as a place to invest and the nature of what it is doing commercially. And the two are quite closely related. So the more real that it becomes that we are activating an account base that even on its own has the potential to make the firm not only self-sufficient but profitable, that has a material impact on whether someone or a group of people would be crossing the finishing line on some arrangements. There are two sides of the coin. They do coexist. And when the elements are brought together properly, then that coin can roll forward because they are connected synergistically. So whether friendly financing takes place as a massive refinancing or more nuanced incremental enhancement of cash flow through various means, there are positive factors that justify participation. That's why there are people, you know, in discussion with us, but I can't always say yes to them if they're asking for things that I feel would be a disappointment to the long-term shareholders. So in my opinion, the challenge will be overcome on a sensible basis, and I'm certainly not claiming that this is an easy time or an easy question. It's extremely challenging, but the character of a person and of an organization is often most revealed when the circumstances are most challenging. And I think it's noteworthy that Winning Brands is doing what it can to reconcile a number of factors that are complicated because they are pulling in opposite directions. And yet, every step we're taking reveals deep thinking and deep concern and deep appreciation for the legitimate interests of all stakeholders. Okay, cheers.